Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Final hour tonight, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, I will say this. When we started the show at 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock East Coast, was not happy coming off that awful, embarrassing, throwing up on themselves, blowing this game like the Knicks did to the Sixers tonight. Here I am now 3 hours later, and I feel a little bit better, a tiny bit better. Like
a little
like,
bit.
I'm not saying a lot. I'm not saying a lot. Like, hey, I'm ready. Like, hey, screw it. Bring on game six. No. I'm not quite there yet. But I feel a little bit better. I feel a little bit better. I mean, I don't know what it is. Maybe just having the time to digest it and to realize that it happened. And I still don't know what I'm most mad about. But I don't know. I don't know. I feel a little bit better. So I think that's a good thing. I still would rather not talk about the game at all and just move on and just wait until the next game Thursday night. But I realize we can't do that. So, you know, that there's kind of a you know, two masters we must serve here. But I do feel a little bit better at least.
No, look, at some point you just got to talk through it. You can't change it. Right, I mean, you can't change what happened here. You have to just kind of digest it as uneasily. Take your Maalox or whatever your favorite stomach calming medicine is of choice. Maybe it's a burger. Maybe it's a nice tasty milkshake. Maybe it's a stiff double bourbon. I don't know. But for you, you've had three hours now to kind of digest this misery, and at least try to move on towards a game six.
Well, you know, I've realized what I am most upset about now. There is that. Because I told you there were three things that keep me the most upset about the end of this game, right? The Knicks with a 6-point lead with 30 seconds left at home. Ben Stiller's looking to run on the court. All the old Knicks are there.
Right.
Bill Bradley is there at the game. Come on, man. Look at everybody who was there. And what am I mad at? You had the Mitchell Robinson 4-point play, where he fouls Tyrese Maxey shooting a three, which is just ridiculously stupid for a guy who's been in the league for 5 years, right? So that's an extra point for the Sixers. You have Josh Hart missing the first of two free throws that would have iced the game, and he wasn't even close. It's not like he just missed it. He wasn't even close, and you can tell when it left his hand, he was taking a step forward because he knew he either didn't let the ball go well, which is unfathomable. And then you have Tyrese Maxey, right, who's been the hero of the night. And look, you know, the guy's on a heater, and he was terrific. And I'm sitting back going, I don't know why Tom Thibodeau did not have a better defensive strategy when it was clear that Maxey was the guy they had to stop. It was like watching Jamal Murray last night go through on the final play for the Lakers defense where they just kind of sat around and let him take that jumper instead of getting in his face. like Maxey's hitting shots all over. These are heat check shots this guy's been making all series. And Embiid is on one leg. On offense, he is more of a distraction and a decoy, because the rest of his game, he can still do most of what he wants to do. But offensively, he can't do it, right? He can't be that same guy because he's not healthy. He's playing on one leg. So this is where you have to understand at some point, let's roll the coverages a little bit towards Maxey, so he's not just getting free reign to dribble and stop and take a jab step back and, hey, guess what? There's 6 feet between the defender and me, right? That just did not work. It didn't work. And so as I'm going through this, I think, man, if Hart had just hit that free throw, if Robinson hadn't, you know, fouled Maxey on the three-pointer. But now I'm back to what I'm most mad about, and I'm really most mad at Thibodeau and the way this game was coached. All right, we talked to John Schmielk last hour on the show, who said, listen, there's lots of things that you can look at. And we talked about the fact that Tibbs just decided to let Maxey run up and down the floor unimpeded, didn't make any adjustments. Yes, he did want there to be a foul on Maxey when he was crossing half court for his final half court three, and maybe Miles McBride didn't hear him. But there's other things that I can say, okay, this is the final 30 seconds of a closeout game. When Mitchell Robinson fouls Tyrese Maxey on a three-point play, you know what? Timeout. Okay, timeout for a second. Let's have some composure and understand what we need to do here, right? Let's not just go crazy. Let's make sure we get that message across and what we need to do so we can go forward. Okay, great. When Maxey makes that three that ties the game, there's like 10 seconds left, and the Knicks decide, yeah, let's go up the floor with controlled chaos. I like that, but Jalen Brunson crosses half court with 5 seconds left in the game. That's too much controlled chaos. And he gets down low and he gets blocked and the ball goes out of bounds. Like you need a timeout at that point to move the ball up and say, okay, hey, we want to give Brunson as much time as possible. We want to be able to pass off if he can. And there was no option there. And then in overtime, when things were going badly and the Sixers were able to get momentum, there was no timeout. There was no let's set up a great play here. It was just let's continue to just play. And I feel like there was many times tonight where Thibodeau was just watching and just expecting the guys to execute like they've executed all season long. Like, I'm expecting Jalen Brunson to make a three because he saved us all season long. But there are like certain times where Tibbs needed to throw the emergency brake and say, okay, timeout, let's do this. Let's make sure we do things the right way. Let's go here. Let's make sure we cover Tyrese Maxey. Let's make sure when he slides to the right side, we're sliding over. We have a couple of guys on him. Make somebody else make a shot. Make Tobias Harris make a shot. Make Embiid try to make it. We've seen him try to make shots in the fourth quarter. He can't do it. But no, we're going to let Maxey make these shots. So when I look back at it, yes, it's Hart misses the free throw, which I don't know what was up with his release point, but Robinson with the foul, and then, but basically so many things that happened where Tom Thibodeau could have said, okay, let's hang out for a second. Let's take a deep breath and let's be ready for the last 20 seconds. Let's know what we need to do here and go forward. And instead, it was just too much chaos, which the Sixers fed on, and the Knicks wound up melting. I mean, like, this was like putting ice cream in the microwave and putting it on high power for 3 minutes. Hey, just watch it going around. I'm just watching it melt in front of my eyes all the way down till the ice cream is dribbling all over the microwave plate. You got to take it out and scrub it, and it's bad. I'm just watching melting going on the entire time.
Well, just so many different aspects. I mean, the fact that Maxey also walked on that three-point shot doesn't help you at all, you know, when they
no, that, but they, but they're giving three steps on three-pointers now.
Well, you know, no, because he'd already established, and then he did that little baby step up towards the line and eventually got Robinson to commit. But you have seven timeouts, right, in an NBA game, and how coaches use them is still something I'm sure plenty of people have watched and done studies and time down, distance, and runs that you try to stop and the results thereof. I'm sure there are advanced analytics somewhere that I can access if I want to dig down that rabbit hole. But we've watched it over the last, well, this entire playoff run. Go back to the regular season, but let's face it, most folks don't pay attention to a lot of the regular season. So in the playoffs, when it counts, this time it counts, watching coaches just put their pockets in their hands like a Darvin Ham or Thibodeau just screaming, but nobody necessarily hearing, like McBride not calling said timeout. Yesterday, we watched Michael Malone just say, I got two left, blanket. I got Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. They ain't stopping them. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Ham had gotten through his seven, but we could also discuss when he took them, when they were utilized, or more just a, all right, he took one there. Why? Like, he didn't do it to stop a run, much like Thibodeau here. Right, where you're doing the same thing, going, all right, they're on this massive run. Why are you not trying to stem the tide, stop things for some bad commercials so we can watch those guys sing again or whatever the case is, or show me what horror movie is coming up next and premiering this weekend that you really want me to go see. Maybe you give me a Fall Guy premiere kind of thing. I don't know, whatever the case is. But at least stop the bleeding. And Thibodeau didn't. And, you know, one of the things, just watching it as it came to its end on both sides, you had a lot of standing around. It was basically Maxey versus Brunson. And were they going to take a shot to crush you? Or when they did decide to pass, did you get caught falling asleep because of the brilliance that you'd seen exhibited by both of them? And I think both teams would be guilty of that, right? Joel Embiid had a lot of big numbers. Well, he had 10 turnovers. I'm not taking the ESPN box score. They credit him only with 9. No, he got that last one when he should have handled the pass.
You just really want that quadruple double.
I do.
You just really want him to have
that
quadruple double.
Damn it, he earned that 10th one. That's his fault. Should have been caught. It's like that, you know what? We got a no-hitter going into the 7th inning. Is it a hit or an error? It's only the 7th, whatever. just give me it. But in the 9th, maybe, it's a different math. But, you know, we're just watching all those different sequences for the Knicks, and you've got a guy in Hart who's come up huge time and again. Losing Bogdanovich is certainly shortened because now you only have 7 guys. Right, at least before you could trumpet the fact that you had 8 in your rotation. Mm-hmm. So wondering a little about that, and, you know, 2 punch drunk fighters. But as we've talked about over the course of the night, the win probabilities were out there. Sixers gave away one where they had, what, a 90% probability, and the Knicks came and got it. And then this one, the Knicks were all the way up at 95.4%. For the specificity.
You could have just said 95%. You did 95.4. You could have said 95%.
Well, but I mean, if it was 95.49, now 95. we're on the verge of 96.
Dude, 95%. That's all you can say, 95%. That's all.
And you
That's
know all. What? Like, in general science, it's like you want, we talk it's like about you a 5% error rate.
It's like you wanted to get on me. You say, I want to make sure it's not 90, it's 95.4. It's even better than 95. Just say 95%. All
Dude,
you did
I'm
was
on
that
the precision of language,
me.
And when we're going to use data, the specificity matters. It's about establishing trust with this nationwide and global audience. Pillar to pillar, post to post.
Well, look, if I say something like, my God, your White Sox stink, they're 6-20, I'm not going to go, actually, 6-24. No, you get the point when I say what it is. Now, but
you would do
that.
You want
to twist that knife a little bit more.
Yeah, and you would say, never going to, you swept the Rays, somehow you can't beat the Twins once, huh? Yeah, go ahead. It's all right. As they've got, a 9-game winning streak now?
Nine games. Hey, we are in the golden era of Minnesota sports. It has never been this good across the board in Minnesota sports in the history of the state.
No, this is great.
It's not been this good since, I think, did Minnesota State win a championship with Hayden Fox on coach? Did they win a championship ever?
Oh, of course they did.
No?
Yeah, did they had to have.
All right, I don't know if they did or not. But, I mean, this is a great – look, you have the Twins have won 9 in a row. They're only a couple of games out of first place. The Vikings got a quarterback they like in the draft who's not very good. But they really like him. The Timberwolves are moving on, and they're the favorites to move on. And they might be the favorites in this next series against the Nuggets. It's like it's as good as it could possibly be here. It doesn't get any better.
On May 1st.
It is the golden age of sports in Minnesota.
We say, you find the wins and celebrate as you can. Unfortunately for you tonight, your team had the opportunity to wrap up a series, send things away, and now everybody's got to decide if they want to go spend some money and go hang out in Philadelphia. I'm a bit surprised, right? Get in for the Knicks game tonight was over $620. To sit up in the absolute nosebleeds.
A lot cheaper to go into Philadelphia.
Resale market right now, you can get in with fees under $200 right now.
Yep. Oh, yeah, a lot cheaper. You can sit courtside for like $50, I think.
I did retweet. I don't know. Is this going to be like Steinbrenner running out in that episode of Seinfeld going, owner's box, these ought to get me $50. Come on. But it's Dawn Staley even just imploring the fans of Philadelphia, please, to God, don't sell your seats. Don't do it. Show up for the squad in Philadelphia. And I had to retweet it like, hey, the champ has spoken.
No, don't retweet that. You always say, it's your money. You can sell it to whoever you want to if they're going to pay you money. But suddenly, because it's
the Knicks. I agree 100% with that theory.
No. But you can't sit here and say, retweet Dawn Staley and say that when you tell me that. Just because it's my team and you want to see them fail, going against your principles. What a phony.
No, I didn't go up against any principles there.
You are such
a phony. All I did was just acknowledge her like she was Roman Reigns.
You are a phony. F-O-N-Y. You're a phony. Phony.
No chance. I'm absolutely – look, if you can get cash back in your pocket to give you money for another event you'd like to see, be it a concert or an extra hot dog at the next dollar dog kind of night for the Mets, then you should do that.
Sell it to whoever you want to sell it to. If it's a Knicks fan, it's a Knicks fan. Be
consistent. If he's got an extra double saw buck in his hand,
have
at it.
Be consistent.
No. Go get your cash, man. Absolutely.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios.
I was just pointing out that people were taking to every means necessary to implore folks not to sell their tickets. Don't let those Knicks fans in.
Let them all in so we can hear, go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York.
Well, will that make Joel Embiid play better or worse? 877-99.
He'll be so tired, Joel Embiid. I'm so tired after hearing this. The last game still going on in sports tonight. The Dodgers and the Diamondbacks are in the sixth inning. Why are they in the sixth inning? 2-1 Dodgers with the lead. Corbin Carroll about to bat with the bases loaded. Coming up next, we'll tell you why this game started so late. You're not going to believe it. Plus, more from a big day in the NBA. You're not going to believe what NBA superstar gets way too much blame for his team losing. And it's not Jalen Brunson. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hit a free throw, Josh Hart. Don't foul a guy when he's taking a three. Don't do that. That's a bad call, Tom Thibodeau. You should have called timeout. Fox Sports Radio. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. It is
not
sad
your fault.
Music night with the Knicks blowing this game so horribly to the 76ers.
Here's one from Nestor on Instagram.
Gee, thanks. Let's relive this more. Go ahead, buddy.
TJ, Joel Embiid could turn into Shredder if he hears "Go New York, go." TJ,
it's not good. These next 2 days are not going to be good. Not good. Not good. Not great, Bob. Not great. Not great. Not going to be great.
You know what? There's another opportunity for greatness tomorrow.
I mean it. The best thing would be if they blow this series and lose by the time it's Saturday. We come on the air Monday night. We don't even have to talk about the second round.
You know
of the
how many supercuts I will
Sixers.
Have?
Yeah,
that,
no supercuts.
Ends?
There's no supercuts.
Because Frostburg, in theory, will be back.
You know how many slash tires you will have? Just think of it. You want four supercuts? I'll have four slash tires.
Well, I do need to replace two of them anyway. So,
okay, all right.
Let me know. You're just kind of expediting that for me.
I'll slash those first.
What the hell's he doing out there? He said he's doing his guy a favor. No, I don't know what that meant.
But he's slashing his tires. No, he actually said it was okay. He's got to replace them anyway. It's absolutely fine.
And he figured if it could help him have the catharsis, that moment of exhaling and letting go, that would be okay. I'd rather he hit a slam man a couple of times, eat an extra Big Mac, but if taking a dagger to my tires is going to help him feel a little better, I mean, what are best friends for?
No, and I'm definitely in a Big Mac after the show tonight mood. Like, I got to go. I need something. And tonight might be that Big Mac at 11:30 at night, me sitting by myself in McDonald's, just drinking a Diet Coke, eating a Big Mac and fries, going, "This is because the Knicks lost." Stay
sitting
away
there
from
like
that guy.
Costanza when he's at the back booth at Reggie's.
Children, stay away from that guy there. He's really upset. He's sitting there crying while he's eating his McDonald's. Just stay
keeps
away from him.
He's mouthing the words Thibodeau.
Stay away.
Time out.
Stay away.
Free throw. Bad closeout. Bad closeout.
Why does he keep saying Mitchell Robinson? Who is that? It doesn't matter. Just to stay away from him. Just give him a wide berth. Let him sit there. Let him go to the refill machine a couple of times, and it'll be okay. Just let him do that. Oh, hey, speaking of refill machine, Pam and I decided to try a new pizza place today. We're never going back. And I went in, and it was a soda machine, and it said, yeah, refills 50 cents. I'm like,
yeah.
Who the hell charge? You don't charge me. You charge me for a drink, and you don't charge me for a refill.
Sure
I drink
do.
As much as I want
nope.
to before I leave. That's how it works.
No,
nobody
that's the way it
refills.
Used to work, buddy.
What do you mean the way it used to work? Nobody does refills. You're the one that's wrong. You're the one. That's how it used to be. No one does that for refills anymore. No one.
Well, I mean, for a while, you had a couple of years where you couldn't fill your own drink at the fountain either.
Right. Well, that was it. Well, now we're back to where we are.
Well,
and it's
not everybody decided they wanted to go back that way. Some decided,
this is the
I'd like to
place.
Get you 50 cents.
No, this is the first place I've been to, I think, in years where I found out, oh, it's if I want a refill, it's 50 cents? Seriously? It's 50 cents? I got to go give you 50 cents and I refill my soda.
Well,
really,
it's either that or they put a random service charge at the bottom. Yeah. Here they're up front about
no,
it.
No, no,
you're
no,
going to
no.
pay me an extra 50 cents for your extra diet Coke.
And the other part of it was we get there and I go to pay, and the guy says, all right, lunch, you know, 26, 35. I go, okay, I give my credit card. Oh, we don't take credit cards. We're cash only.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, now we're
Are
talking tax evasion, baby.
Cash
Let's go.
Only? What the hell? No place ever is cash
no,
only
No, that
anymore.
Is that's categorically untrue.
No, where? What restaurant have you ever gone to? This is a restaurant. What restaurant do you ever go to that's
Pizza
cash
Pizza places,
only?
Burrito joints.
No.
Yeah,
Come
yeah.
on, man. Come on.
I'm
no,
telling you.
No place I've been to has been cash only. No, I'm sorry. It's only cash. What do you mean it's
that
only cash?
That guy with the,
you're
the
a
hot
restaurant.
Dog cart outside,
no.
outside of SoFi.
Cash only. Cash only. That's what it is. So, hey, one game
food
going
trucks,
on. In
they don't want to pay the processing fee. It's
well,
an extra 3% they lose.
A food truck is different. Something like that is different. But a restaurant where you go in and sit down, oh,
sure.
Cash. What are you talking
but
about cash
But the
only?
Margins are hard. Go use their ATM because they're going to get a cut of that, too.
They didn't have an ATM. Come on.
Well, that's a bad job by them. They should have an ATM because then they can hit you for a chunk of that processing fee. who the hell's running that joint? Let me go talk to them.
Cash
You're
going
to have cash only. You got to have the opportunity for folks to nail them with a $5 service charge like you're a Vegas casino.
Oh, I have to get cash. Well, the ATM is right there, sir. Go ahead. Oh, gee, thanks. No, I'm walking out.
$3.95 to access your cash.
Would you like to get that? Of course I do. I'm here to get it, aren't I? I need food. I'm hungry.
Well, I didn't have any cash, so what are you doing? I'm scrubbing dishes today.
One game still going on in Major League Baseball right now. Diamondbacks batting in the bottom of the seventh inning. Dodgers lead it 2-1. The reason this is such a big deal is because this game should be over by now. However, we had an 80-minute delay before the game because of a bee issue. There was a bee swarm behind home plate where bees were trying to form a nest, and it was at the top of the netting, and it was unsafe to play. So there was an 80-minute delay while a beekeeper was found who came in and took the bees out, got them in a shop vac, and look, they're bees. We got to save them. Great things. And sure. then the guy, Matt Hilton was his name, got to throw out the first ball. Was real excited, threw his hat off or his
mask,
his
like right
mask
the netting.
Off. And yeah. he put his arms out for the crowd, threw the first ball out. It was pretty exciting for a second.
No, that gave everybody a thrill. They played some music, and I mean, you have to clear out that whole section because they've got to go and work through because that escalated quickly too.
Now, I have one
couple of bees, and it just started to grow.
Yeah, but I have one question here: is there a certain amount of time you have to let pass before you get? Because I feel like 80 minutes, like once you saw the bees forming, you make a phone call to any beekeeper, and they get, hey, you got to come down to Chase. Why? You mean Chase what? Chase Field. The game can't start between the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. So you get that guy down. You get him a police escort. He gets there. And did it really need to be 80 minutes? I mean, you see the bees, and you could have got down there and got rid of them and would have gotten to go a little bit earlier. I mean, was that long? You have to wait at all? I don't understand.
Is he the official beekeeper of the Arizona Diamondbacks?
I think he's the official beekeeper in Major League Baseball right now.
Well, now he
from
is.
Stadium to stadium.
I'm just saying, is he the only guy that picked up his phone? Maybe everybody else was done for the night. They went and saw a movie. Maybe they saw a movie premiere. Maybe they had a full night. Maybe they were watching the Knicks and they couldn't be bothered.
Hey, you ready for Abigail? It says I got a phone call coming from. It says C. Carroll. That's Corbin. He's not. Never mind. I'm not answering. Click. I'm hanging up.
But man, look, I did see Abigail, and depending on where it was in the movie, I might have gotten up and taken that call. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, it was after 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
maybe
no.
You clocked out for the day. And
I am
said,
a 9
you know
to 5
what?
Beekeeper
done.
Only. Like, and I, like, cause that's
well, you're not
thing.
Expecting a bee emergency in the evening, are you?
No, you're not. Like, these, like usually bees are, hey, we're down for the night. What,
I mean,
like,
you might be getting a call about bats or raccoons or something, but generally not bees.
No, bees are like reverse vampires. Hey, when the sun goes down, we're going to bed. Like, that's it. We're up when the sun is up. We're down. Like,
well, you may not notice them when you walk back into your apartment or house. Right, that you got an infestation and you got a hive kind of starting to come together. Maybe you don't see it so easily.
I think that there's a lot of people at the game. They looked. I'm pretty sure it was pretty easy to see.
No, these people saw them nice and easy. But again, owing to the point that they were working during the day, so at night they kind of went, nah, I'm off. I'm going to have a beer. I'm going to sit down and watch a full night of NBA and NHL playoff goodness. Maybe a little bit of NXT, the WWE getting after it. I mean, you got a lot of stuff, a lot of choices.
The Bees just decided, hey, let's all go to the game tonight. Yeah, it'd be great. We'll all go. This would be fantastic. I got seats behind home plate. Oh, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, but be careful. When the guy comes with a shot back, you want to fly away. Don't get caught up, man. They're going to relocate you, and you're going to miss the whole game. All right, I'll make sure I stay behind home plate. I'm good. I'll fly away.
Bees, yo.
This is why we
2 hour delay almost by when it was it's all
unreal.
Said and done.
That's unreal.
How insane is that?
So again,
did you get extra
2-1.
Beverages? Did they get to refill their beverages, or did you have to pay for an extra Coke?
No. I
because of the delay, do you think they gave them out any concessions? I mean, I know that was a big thing Ballmer did in the final home game for Clippers fans. Is that he picked up some of the costs there?
Maybe they gave away free honey. Hey, if you like maybe. Honey on your nachos, ooh, I got you know honey what? Nachos.
Once, you know, good. Once these bees get back to their established new home and they create some honey, we'll have a special line with an MLB logo authenticated with Hilton's signature on it.
You know, this is where you know how great Vin Scully would have been during this? I mean, you realize how great it would have been? You know, you want to go back. I got a story about bees going back to 1945. Like, he would have just been unbelievable during a bee delay. Like, I don't know what stories he would have told. You know, and we were in spring training in 1973. Dodger reliever Mike Marshall brought his bee collection to the field one day. Like, that would be the entire – I'd be sitting there going, just keep talking. Just keep telling me, Vin, more stuff about bees. Even if he was just reading off a Wikipedia page. It says here that honeybees shouldn't be disturbed while they're creating the nest. Sometimes you might need as much of a 15 to 30-minute delay before you wind up disturbing the bees. Now, if that's the case, we have plenty of time to go over tonight's starting pitchers, brought to you by Farmer John Sausage. Like, he would have been just in his element tonight. Oh,
do you think they would have been able to bring on, you know, and zoom in the new age world we've got here? Maybe a noted animal expert like they used to have on all the late night shows.
Jack Hanna would show up like he was on Seinfeld. Where are the cameras? Don't worry about that. Let's ask you a couple of questions. We got more coming up in 90 seconds, but first, Mr. Beekeeper himself, Brian Fenley, will join us with what's trending in the wide world of sports.
Well, my name starts with a B, so that makes sense. I'm just curious, when was the last time,
hey,
Jason, when was the last time you had a salad, Jason? That's what I want to know.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
You don't win friends with salad.
What does that have to do with anything we were talking about?
When you talked about going to the pizza place, it just made me think to myself, when was
that's
the last
where
time?
That's where I went for lunch today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was just wondering, when was the last time you had a salad?
Why are you judging him, Brian?
Why does it matter?
does that make you better than him?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know. 3 days ago? I don't know. Four days ago? I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe,
no.
Maybe you had a nice kale salad, maybe a nice beet salad. Are you trying to judge Smith and his carnivore status?
I was just going to offer some to him next time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He might have it. It just doesn't mean he's going out of his way to eat it.
That is true.
When's the last time you were threatened with your job?
With you, it's on a nightly basis.
No, okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is no news to me. But what is news is our play of the night.
seconds. McBride for three. It's up. It's no good. And the Sixers keep their season alive. 112-106. Maxey with 46 points. And the Sixers win game five.
There you hear it. 76ers Radio Network. Jason Smith's Knicks. They had a 6-point lead with 30 seconds to go in this game five first round NBA playoffs. And yeah, it didn't go their way. 112-106, the final score, as you heard there. 76ers Radio Network. Tyrese Maxey had 46 points, 9 assists. And there were reports that after Tyrese Maxey got off the floor, that he was the first guy rather quickly going into the tunnel and then going to the locker room to then go to the weight room. The dude had 46 points and then was going into the weight room after he hit some big shots to send home the Knicks fans and put them in a really bad mood, which is probably what the Magic fans were feeling after they got beat on the road by the Cavs. 104-103, that was a game five, so Cleveland has ahead 3-2, which is the series lead for the Pacers. Just like the Knicks, though, the Pacers, they puked away a chance to close out a first-round series, as the Bucks did it without Giannis Antetokounmpo or Dame Lillard, 115-92. So the Bucks continue on and force a game six. NHL postseason, let's go there. They had four games on this Tuesday night. Everything has gone final. There was a 2-1 win for the Predators over the Canucks. That's going to force a game six. A closeout game for the Avs after a 6-3 win against the Jets. The Hurricanes closing out the Islanders 6-3 in a 5-game series. And in overtime, the Maple Leafs scold the Bruins 2-1. That is going to enliven a game
they
six.
They scolded them?
Yeah, and did you like that? Enliven a game six?
They told them not never to do that again and go to their room? They scolded
they
them?
They did.
Okay.
But you missed the other part, the enliven a game six. You like that? Yeah, I thought so. And then lastly, guys,
you can't ask and answer your own question. I didn't really.
Well, I thought you were going to.
I've never heard it said as enliven. So there
no,
you go.
I've never heard that either.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's
it. Does show that it can be either enliven or enliven.
Yeah.
What color is the sky in your world, Brian Fenley? Is it blue like it is here?
It is not.
Are you in the silo where people think that it's gray sky? Oh, no, wait, it's actually gray. Oh, no, it's not. I think that's where you are.
I think the reason you just said blue is because you're feeling the blues because your Knicks lost. And on that note, I'll give you one baseball score because I'm up against it and I don't want to get yelled at. Dodgers are leading. Yeah, exactly. Dodgers are leading the Diamondbacks 2-1, top of the eighth. And this was a game, as Jason and Mike were discussing, about an 80-minute delay because of an infestation of bees that were congregating behind home plate up atop the net. They brought in the professional beekeeper. He goes up on a lift. He takes care of all of it. And then he comes back onto the field and then takes off his mask or whatever you want to call it, and then throws out the ceremonial pitch as if he's a guy who just celebrated being a superhero, and then he reveals to everybody his face. 2-1 Dodgers Diamondbacks. Wins for the Mets and a loss for the White Sox. On that note, let's get it back over to Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
Oh, thank goodness you're done. The Jason Smith.
Goodbye, Fenley.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. You know, here's one thing. Outside of Orlando and Cleveland, okay?
Yeah.
Does anybody even know that the Magic and Cavaliers are playing a series? Like, there's been, of all the other series, like, this is the one that's like, yeah, no one's talking about this series at all. All the other series, to an extent, yeah, like, no one, I didn't even know, if these games weren't even on TV, no one would know. Oh, they really, that game's on. Okay, great. No one even know. And it's a great series, right? It's 3-2.
It's been fantastic.
It's close, but nobody knows.
Tonight, Banchero hits the huge three-pointer to make it a one-point final. Yeah. But, you know, if you were in-game betting, you might have lost your ass because of that shot. Maybe you won a bunch of money. You know, the old meaningless three as the buzzer sounds.
Nobody even knows. Outside of Orlando and Cleveland. They're playing. Oh, okay, great.
It's a problem because you're running these things concurrently. And again, that was on True TV with the BetCast. Or it was streaming on Max or True TV. That's where you can find it tonight because you're running them in parallel. Just unbelievable.
Jason and Mike, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, yes, we'll have that superstar that's getting blamed way too much for his team's failures in the NBA playoffs, plus a huge injury. We break it all down straight ahead. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Yes, sad music for the Knicks tonight. Thank you very much, Mary Mac. Thank you, thank you. Two big stories to get to here the next few minutes. Number one, a lot of talk today about LeBron James. What is next for him? Is he going to opt out, become a free agent, want to get dealt somewhere? The day after the Lakers lose, I really feel like this is something that needs to be said, because LeBron gets way more blame than he should for the Lakers losing. Right? This is not LeBron at 28. Right? LeBron James is 39. Okay, and he's still the Lakers' best player in the playoffs. He shows up for every playoff game. There's no games where it's, boy, he was terrible. He was ready to go home. He shows up for every game. Second overall in the playoffs this year with assists. Does he make every shot at the end of games? No, he doesn't. But the guy shows up, and he's still a top 10 player in the NBA. And yet it's LeBron and the failure with the Lakers, and they haven't been out of the first round, you know, out of the first round once since 2020, winning the title. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, they won the title. They made it to the conference finals last year. Yes, they lost to the Nuggets this year. It happens. I'm not saying LeBron James.
Hey, it was a competitive sweep last year.
It was.
Don't try to discount that.
This was competitive five games. games. It's competitive five games.
But it's a hell of a run.
You know, being 39, just think about what he's doing at 39. Not near the end, not done. Still a top 10 player in the league. And he gets way too much blame just because he's polarizing, and I get it. It's not that there's not things to blame him for, because look, certain things like not taking responsibility for shots that he misses, or meddling when you want to sign players and players you want to bring in you think are going to work with the Lakers. You know, these things, absolutely, 100%. But on the court, he gets way too much blame. Way too much blame. You mean we're talking about him like he's in his prime, and yes, he should be carrying the Lakers to a bigger thing. He's 39 bleeping years old, and he's still one of the best players in the league. Understand, he's not hurting the Lakers on the court. The Lakers are losing, and yes, again, there's blame to go around, but it's this is unfair to say, oh, this is LeBron's fault. LeBron is still playing at a really high level.
See, now you're just trying to... Are you trying to get on his podcast?
Yes, I'm trying to get on LeBron and Draymond Green's podcast. Yes.
Okay, good. Good. Work with both of them. Yeah. No, it's I get your point, right? 39 years old, and you know, we don't really grade on a curve though, do we? Not really. So if he's still your best player, then it becomes an indictment on the roster construction and acquiescing to the demands of a 39-year-old star. Which I think we can talk about. The fact that you had Reddish, Vanderbilt, Vincent, and all these guys, Rui. Just go through. There's a lot of games missed for the roster they did construct, and that's unfortunate. But it happened, and you can't use that as an excuse. Now, he has struggled at times defensively. He's still good for a big steal and breakaway dunk or a stop now and again. It was pointed out yesterday that why was Austin Reeves guarding Jamal Murray? That seemed problematic at the end there. But we don't need to relitigate that singular play, except to, you know, broaden it out a little bit. That's the roster you constructed. That's what came through between him and Clutch. And I don't believe for a minute that suddenly, you know, at age 39, he's suddenly, you know what, I don't need to have any input on the roster. We don't need to do that with Clutch Sports. So anybody trying to sell that narrative... know that someone's selling you a bill of goods right there, right? There's just some bad logic that flows through. But for LeBron, yeah, it's the unfortunate part of being in the GOAT conversations and still playing at a high level. If you're going to play at a high level, .. you got to finish the job. I mean, look at Magic Johnson even called, not necessarily him to task, but talking about load management and roster management through the year in total, just saying, hey, if we didn't lose a year, Lakers have nobody but themselves to blame. They wouldn't have been in the play-in game or finished as a seventh seed this season if they hadn't lost too many games because of load management.
Well, but that's every kind team. Of a it's not they're the only team with load management. Everybody load manages.
But it's the pointed, you know, if the margin of error is two or three games and you see that fact, yet now, you know, it's the old save it for good that we can turn on instead of actually playing to where you don't need those extra couple of play-in games, then, you know, perhaps you are different. Either way, the roster construction's still faulty. But, you know, Heavy's the head that wears the crown, buddy. And he puts the crown on any tweet he puts out.
He should get blame. I get it. But he gets way too much of it. He just gets way too much. Like, you know, yes, you're the star, but he just gets way too, and it's unfair over the top for him.
Yeah, but it's the media, right? Like, good or bad, like, you say anything about him, it gets people pissed off. There's enough hate watching out there, enough finger pointing and finger wagging. It's good for business.
Yes, it is. But as I'm saying, but there is time to be fair. Look, I'm trying
to be fair when he retires.
Stuff, look at you. No, they're not. Are you kidding? That's never going to happen. It's going to be, look at what a failure the last few years of his career is. Only one championship with the Lakers. What a failure.
You know what? You could sing one of these sad songs underneath while you talk about his stats. It's going to make you feel better.
You know what? How about blank you? I'm going to McDonald's because I don't have to talk about this Knicks game anymore. I can't do
there
it.
There you go. Hey, how about for those that don't even count the bubble championship?
For Mike, I'm Jason. Ben Maller's next. You're a jerk, Fox.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.